Have you seen a certain influencer's home gym setup and wonder to yourself, is it really worth $800? Or would it be cheaper if you just went to the gym? Well, for those of you like me who want to do possibly both, but definitely want to work out at home, I've got a home gym setup that you can get for less than half the cost of that other one. So stay tuned and we will talk all about it. Hello and welcome to the Unconventional Diabetic Podcast. My name is Wendy Coop and I'm an unconventional diabetic, and I hope you are as well. I talk about healthy living for type 2 diabetics, and if you have prediabetes or type 1 diabetes or know someone or love someone who has it, you are welcome here as well. Now, today's episode is on YouTube as well as audio, but if you're just listening to the audio, that is okay, but I would encourage you to go on over to the YouTube channel so that you can get a visual of what we're talking about, but I will explain everything to you. Today, we are talking about home gym essentials, and as many of you know, I'm certified as both a personal trainer and a health coach, and working out is just something I love to do, and in that vein, I want to make sure that you have the most, well, not the most equipment possible, but the most beneficial equipment possible for you to start working out if this is the beginning of your exercise journey. Now, a couple of caveats. If you have not begun an exercise program before, especially if you have a chronic condition such as type 2 diabetes, or you have obesity, or you have type 2 diabetes, or you have high blood pressure or high cholesterol or something like that, something out of the ordinary, so to speak, speak with your doctor first to make sure that you are physically fit enough to start a weight, whether it's a weight loss program or not, a healthy living program that includes exercise. And if you have any limitations to your exercise, then make sure you discuss that with your doctor, physical therapist, or whomever else you need to discuss this with. Also, second caveat, if you are new to the gym or new to any exercise in particular, make sure you at least take advantage of a free personal training session or something where someone can demonstrate and show you proper form for these exercises so you do not injure yourself, okay? Because that is one of the worst things that can happen. Yes, you can watch YouTube videos. Yes, you can get DVDs. Yes, you can get decks of cards and things like that. But it's not really a replacement for someone actually checking your form. So make sure that you have the ability for someone to at least come in one time and check to make sure you are doing the exercises correctly. And if you are a part of a gym, a lot of times you can get that session at no extra cost from the personal trainer because they want to orient you to the machines and the equipment and things like that. So that all being said, let's talk about some essentials for your home gym. Now, just so you know, you can start off with spending nothing. You can do body weight exercises. You can balance yourself with a chair. You can lift weights with milk jugs if you drink milk, or cans, or your children because they are heavy enough because children grow. I'm just saying that there are a lot of ways you can get creative in the ways that you work out. So it doesn't have to be rushing out to the nearest sporting goods store or hitting up Amazon to buy equipment. However, if you would like to purchase equipment through my affiliate link on Amazon, the link is in the description. I have a whole gym essentials page, home gym essentials page set up just for you. It is in the description of this episode. And that is the list we are going to go over right now. So let's start with perhaps the most expensive, no, definitely the most expensive thing on the list, which is the Flybird weight bench, adjustable strength training bench for full body workout with fast folding. And this is a new version. So I don't know what the old version looks like, but currently as of the recording of this video, it is $149, which is 38% off But this is Amazon, so prices can and do change. Currently, there is a $20 off coupon so that you can get it for as low as $129.99 with potentially free shipping depending on where it's getting shipped. So things to note about this weight bench. It is your typical weight bench, so you can lay it flat. You can also incline the back. So if you're doing an incline exercise, or if you need to sit straight up and down, you can do that with the bench as well. It is rated for up to 800 pounds. So people of all sizes can use this bench, and it folds up neatly to put in a closet or just away in a corner somewhere. So, and it's faux leather for all you vegans out there. So don't worry about any animal cruelty here. I was made aware of this bench through another influencer who is tagged, will be tagged in the description of this video. But I have ordered it for myself. I do not have it yet. It does not come for another few days. When it does come and I do use it, expect another video. I'm very, very excited about this. But hey, let's say you don't have $150 or $130 to spend on a weight bench. That's cool. You don't need it. You can use a chair, preferably not a folding chair, but hey, if that's all you got, that's what you use. You can use a chair. You can lay on the floor. You can you can sit on the edge of the couch if you need to. You do what you need to do, okay? No one's saying you have to spend money to have a proper quote-unquote home gym, but if you would like your own weight bench, this is the one that I recommend. So, now, let's move on to the next important thing I would say would be an exercise mat. So this would be the Amazon Basics half inch extra thick exercise yoga mat. So I don't do yoga personally, but I do use this because I have a bamboo floor. So I use a mat similar to this. It's not the one I have, but it's very similar. And hey, why not save a little bit of money by using the Amazon Basics version for only about $20? So you can get it in black, you can get it in blue, and you can get it in pink. And it comes with straps. Yes, an elastic strap for secure storage and easy over-the-shoulder carrying. It wipes cleanly. So it wipes clean easily is what I'm trying to say. And it is foam of some sort. Hand wash only, folks. But the point is that you could get a yoga mat that costs a lot more, but, why? I'm just trying to help you out. I'm just saying, unless you want to walk into a store and you don't really want to shop on Amazon, in which case, I don't know why you're still watching this video or listening to this podcast, but yes, Amazon Basics, half inch extra thick exercise yoga mat is definitely one you can use. And it is about $20 at the time of this recording. You can probably get one used in a very good condition. I don't know if you want to do that. I don't recommend that. I would recommend a brand new mat. Brand new mat. Next thing we're going to talk about is resistance bands. I love resistance bands, and this particular brand is called ProSource Fit, and they come with handles, and there are five bands that vary in resistance between 12 and 16 pounds, and they are tube-shaped. And the reason I like resistance bands is because they travel well, and they take up a tiny bit of space. So let's say you don't like dumbbells or heavy weights or whatever, or you just want something that you can travel with. These are a good alternative or a good supplement to your home gym. And you can use these inside or outside. This particular item comes with a door anchor so that you can do more exercises with just the resistance bands. And like I said, they do have handles with them. And it looks like it comes with an instruction book. I lost my resistance bands. I have had lots of resistance bands over the years. And yet in the move to Florida, they still got lost. So that said, because this particular set is only about $30, they are easy to replace. And like I said, they travel well. And this particular set, like I said, has five bands, and it starts from resistance of 2 pounds, and it goes all the way up to the black band has a 16 to 20 pound resistance. So this can definitely grow with you as you get stronger. And again, you don't have to start by doing any weight at all. You don't have to start off with doing any resistance other than your body. So move on to resistance bands if you feel that is the next step in your fitness journey. So, So those are fitness bands. There's also a second brand of fitness bands that I put on the list. They are from the COFOF store, COFOF. I don't know if I'm supposed to actually say that, but they're a nice shade of pink and gray and blue. So I just added them in there. They also come with handles and a door anchor and a little storage pouch. And it comes with a chart that gives you all kinds of ideas for exercises. So, hey, maybe you don't like the color of the other one, or maybe you just want something that says it's for women. Regardless, or maybe you want something that's a little cheaper because this one's only about $17. But it does come in different colors for various price points. But my point is that there's no shortage of options for resistance bands. So what you want to look for is a set that comes with exercises that can show you the exercises to do. A door anchor would be super helpful, as well as handles so that you're not just holding the rubber in your bare hands. So this particular set starts off with 10 pounds of resistance and goes 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30 pounds of resistance. So clearly they think women don't need 55 pounds of resistance, but whatever. you can look. Do what you need to do, okay? So if you need thicker resistance bands because you need more resistance, go for it. And hey, by the time you max out these resistance bands, you just may be needing to go to the gym and actually pump some iron, in which case, congratulations. That is awesome. So that covers resistance bands. Next thing we're going to talk about are actual dumbbells. So I linked to the CAP Barbell Black Cast Iron Hex Dumbbell, which comes in weights from 5 pounds to 120 pounds. And you can buy just one or you can buy a pair. I only have the following weights: a pair of 5 pounds, a pair of 10 pounds, and a pair of 15 pounds. That takes care of everything that I need. If I need to do something heavier, for example, I want to work my legs a little bit more, then I go to the gym and use their equipment. I don't worry about it at home because I'm not going to set up all that equipment and spend all that money to just work out in my garage all by my lonesome. That's just not going to happen. So these dumbbells they do have a tendency to rust if you're not careful. So keep that in mind, but they are cast iron. They will not roll away because they are hexagonal in shape. And the handle or the shaft, I like because it is a consistent width along the entire shaft. There are some hexagonal dumbbells where when you go to grip them, the middle of the handle or the middle of the shaft is actually thicker than the outside of the shaft as you head towards the end of the dumbbell. That's not very comfortable if your hands are smaller, and it's going to make it difficult for you to grip the weight. So for that reason, I recommend these cast iron hexagonal dumbbells. Again, a 10 pound pair will run you about $30. If you get a 5 pound pair, That's about $20. But again, as I promised, you can set up, you can get this complete setup with 5, 10, and 15 pound dumbbells if you want, along with everything else I've recommended, for about $400, which is half of that other home gym setup. So these are the weights that I have. I love them. My husband loves them. They are good. The next thing we're going to talk about is a place to store said dumbbells, which is the Signature Fitness Dumbbell Rack. Now, the one that's going to pull up is $99.99. That's not the one I want you to get. Okay. Do not get that one. Click on the one that says A-frame with a 600 pound capacity. That one's only about $50. Sometimes it's in stock, sometimes it's not. But the point is, whichever one you get, it just needs to be able to hold those dumbbells. So if you're only, if you only have three or four sets of dumbbells, then you only need that A-frame one. That's only $50. If you want a whole thing of, you know, 1,000 pounds worth of dumbbells, well, go ahead and get the $100 one. I'm not telling you, you have to do one or the other. I'm just giving you my suggestion. I have an A-frame one that holds three sets of dumbbells, and that's all I need for now. There's many options to choose from, many A-frame dumbbell racks. Choose the one you like. There are some colored ones, whatever. I mean, you don't have to click my links. Just go shopping on Amazon and see what you like. If you don't want to shop on Amazon, go to a neighborhood used sporting goods store like Play It Again Sports. And you may be able to find one there. You should be able to also find dumbbells there at a place like Play It Again Sports. And many of these other options if you are hardcore into buying used things. So again, you don't need a lot of dumbbells to start. You don't need any dumbbells to start. And you can get just a solid A-frame to hold said dumbbells, or you can just stick them in a corner. It's really up to you. I'm like being the worst salesperson right now because I'm telling you like not to buy stuff. But, you know, it's your money and it's your fitness journey. And I don't want you to spend money on something that, you know, just because I said so, just because it's something I use. Do it because it is actually useful in your fitness routine. Okay, so that is what's important to me. So these are really just recommendations, not a have to at all. And again, the link to this entire page will be in the description of the video or the show notes of the audio version of this podcast. So the next to last thing we're going to go over is something called a stretching strap. And basically, it is a non-elastic stretch band that's often used in physical therapy. You can use it in yoga and various other things, but it helps increase flexibility. So it's a strap with loops, okay? And what it does is there's handles. I know this sounds, this is going to sound weird. I'm trying to explain this. So if you're just listening to the audio that you know what I'm talking about. So there are handles and then there are various loops through which you can put your feet so that you can stretch in various positions or also like say, put the strap behind your back and increase the stretch of your shoulders and think in like your chest muscles and stuff like that. So that's the purpose of the stretching strap with loops. It's about $20. It doesn't really come much cheaper than that. Doesn't matter what brand you get. They can get more expensive, but they generally don't get much cheaper unless you can get it somewhere like Five Below or again, finding a used one. But again, this is not something I would buy used. Or I just thought of this. If you go to physical therapy, they might be able to give you one. So if you go to physical therapy, see if you can get some of the stuff for free to take home because they want you to do your exercises at home. So see if you can get one of these stretching straps. I only have one recommendation on the stretching strap. Sorry, it's $20. And the final bit for your home gym would be a water bottle or two. Now, there are two options in my home gym essentials list, and we're going to go over the first one, which is by Hydromate. I've had mine for about 2.5 years, and it's one of those motivational type time marking bottles, but it's in a plastic sleeve as well. So even though it's a glass bottle, you're not likely to break it if you drop it. So it comes in many colors, and I can't tell you how much it is right now because it is currently unavailable, which is why I also put a second water bottle option there for you. So it is a 32-ounce bottle. It typically comes in 8 different colors. I have the like greenish, bluish one. And the idea is to refill it twice. And if you've refilled it twice, if you've refilled it throughout the day, then you have had 64 ounces of water. So starting at about 8 a.m. going to about 6 p.m. are all the different markings. And it says, let's go, keep going, a little more, getting close, and you made it. Yay! Give yourself a round of applause. Because drinking all that water is not easy, let me tell you. But the best thing about drinking water is it crowds out the other stuff you're not supposed to be drinking. So I like to keep water bottles and cups handy all over my house. So I have this. I have the next bottle that I'm going to show you. I have Stanley cups. I have all sorts of things. So keep water available for your hydration. And like I said, this one's Hydromate, and it's linked in my store, in my Amazon storefront. But this particular one is currently out of stock. So if you want one similar, there's always motivational water bottles that you can buy that are glass or plastic. It doesn't really matter as long as you get in your water. Now, another one that I've had for about 1.5 years would be the Femibook. I don't know if I'm saying that right. 1/2-gallon water bottle. This one comes in a neoprene sleeve that's insulated, and it comes with a shoulder strap. And the sleeve has a pocket on the outside so you can put your wallet or keys or your phone. And this is also a motivational jug. This is 1/2-gallon, and this also comes in multiple colors. This one is in my car right now. And it's about $16 at the time of this recording. So I have the black one because that's just what I do. I order black, white, gray, gold, pink. That's what I do. But yeah, this is a perfectly reasonable water bottle to have. This one's plastic, like I said. It's supposed to be leak-proof. I have generally seen that to be true so far. Take it with you when you're walking. Use the shoulder strap to carry it with you throughout the day to make drinking water really easy. And again, this is marked with motivational sayings, and this is meant to be refilled at least once during the day so that you are getting that 64 ounces of water. So those are, I think that's all of my recommendations. Yes. Those are all of my recommendations for the home gym essentials. And I just want to say thank you for sticking around in this video. So if you are watching this on YouTube and you've gotten this far in the video, in the comments section, drop an emoji of someone working out, whatever your favorite one happens to be. If you're listening to the audio of this, well, hop on over to the YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button. What are you waiting for? We would love to see you over on YouTube. And again, drop that emoji of someone working out. I would love to see what you come up with. That is all I have for today. Hey, if you have enjoyed this episode of Unconventional Diabetic, make sure you hit the subscribe button, ring the notification bell, and like this video, and do all the things, and leave the comments, because all of this engagement helps the algorithm, and it tells YouTube that this video is valuable and that it is helpful for other people. So if you believe that is true, let's engage and share this video with someone for whom it might be helpful. Click or tap the screen for the next video if you are watching on YouTube. Otherwise, my name is Wendy Koob. This is the Unconventional Diabetic Podcast, and I will see you in the next episode.